Welcome to the What Lenore Said podcast, where I uplift women who have experienced trauma. Each week, I'll help you filter through the BS and discover your own power and purpose. I'm Lenore Bowles, a women's confidence coach and self-love advocate. Life has not always been easy for me, often knocking me on my ass, but I had to learn how to get back up swinging. I'm sharing my best tips for trusting your gut, living confidently, and pursuing the life you deserve. Thank you so much for listening, and this is What Lenore Said. Originally aired as a video on my YouTube channel at What Lenore Said.
Hi guys, this is Lenore Bowles, and today we're going to talk about how to recover when there's no closure. Closure is usually necessary to recover after a breakup, but it's not guaranteed. The other party may or may not give it to you. So we're just going to dive a little bit deeper in what to actually do to get the recovery you deserve when your ex will not give it to you. So when my ex and I broke up, I did not get closure. It was a Sunday at, well, Monday at like 12:15 in the morning. I had to go to work at like 8 o'clock the next morning. And he came home from visiting his mom and said, "I'm moving out." And I was already laying in the bed. I was half asleep. And I was like, "What?" And he said, "I'm moving out. I can't do this anymore." And started arguing about a parking space. And I said, "Okay." And rolled over and went back to sleep. 5 days later, he was gone. So I didn't get closure because that Monday night, he didn't come home from work. And I was glad because if you're moving out, we're done. We're done. Like, you need to go as quickly as possible. But weeks later, I had been talking to a friend and was like, "I just don't understand. Like, it was so weird. He came home from work and started a fight about a parking spot and said he was moving out. Something's not adding up. Like, this just doesn't make sense to me. I don't understand what actually happened." And they said to me, "You may never know. Like, you're going to have to understand that he didn't have to tell you why he doesn't want to be with you anymore. He chose not to do that. So you're going to have to figure out how to live a comfortable life without knowing." And I did not want to accept that. But I quickly came to realize I was probably never going to get that closure. And I had to figure out how to live not knowing. It's crazy. But you got to figure it out. And for each person, it's going to be different. I can only speak to what I did to get closure. And that was me closing every door of access or access point to me that he had. So that was blocking on social media. That was blocking phone numbers. That was, if another social media account popped up, blocking that one as soon as I saw like the suggested friends, I would immediately block that one as well because I wanted no contact. That was stopping communication with his family that I had over 7 years, like they become your family too, because you see them at major holidays or even just minor things. And I had to figure out how to navigate this new life alone. It's not, I always say, like, I feel like a broken record sometimes because I always say it's not easy because it's not, and it's not fun because it's not. But you have to figure out what the best way for you is. Now, I made my own closure. I had heard some things. I'm trying to decide how much information I'm going to release because obviously I don't want to bash anyone. That's not my, it's not the way I operate. I don't care to bash my ex. I really did learn to be a better person throughout the relationship and throughout my breakup and recovery. I learned what I don't like. I learned what I won't put up with. I learned what I expect and what I deserve. And I learned to open my mouth and tell my next partner, this is not okay. I don't accept that. It's a novel idea and it's scary and it's different, but it is something that I had to figure out. And I had to do it without really understanding what happened. So, funny story, I just got my closure a few weeks ago. I didn't need it anymore because I had accepted that I would not get the closure I needed and I would have to create my own. So based on what I knew had happened and a little bit on what I had heard, I can only take third party stories with a grain of salt because I don't truly know. And I blocked all communication because I don't want to find out directly from my ex because I don't want to open that door again. Like I said, that really in the past, that relationship was a drug for me. So I don't want to be in or around or communicate with, or I have no reason to talk to this person any longer. So I don't, and I choose not to, and that's okay. And it's a great feeling to be able to say, I make the choice for myself not to engage with this person. And I just do. And I made my own closure. I blocked all on social media, like I said. I started working on myself because that's the only thing that I can control. I couldn't control their actions in the relationship. I couldn't control his reactions. After the relationship was over, I couldn't control his reactions or when he found out that I had started online dating. And they were a little extreme and it scared me. And again, block. As soon as something crazy happened, I would have to block it. And then finally, I had just gotten to the point where I was like, enough is enough. Like, this shit, this door is closed, locked, padlocks on the door, sealed, like, key thrown away, we're done. And I decided to work on me. So immediately made the choice to forgive. I talk about that in my Power of Forgiveness video, and I will link that down below because I truly had to forgive my ex. I did. It's so crazy. I did. I had to forgive myself. It is amazing how far I've come because I hated who I was. And I don't use the word hate very often. I hated who I was. I was broken. I was someone who allowed a man to control me and my life and allowed a man to mistreat me and take my kindness as weakness and sweet talk his way into my life over and over and over again. And, you know, maybe one day I will bust it all out, but it's not going to do me any good. And me saying it's not going to do me any good is a testament to how far I've come because in the beginning, I had so much hate for this person in my life. But I had to make a choice to not spew it. It took a lot of praying. I'm not going to lie. I prayed about the level of hatred I had in my heart. It was scary how much I hated this person, how much I hated myself. Super scary. I am blessed to be where I am right now. Period. I'm lucky. Not everyone gets to the level of peace and the level of awareness. And I'm aware of that because I have friends who are bitter to this day. God love them. I love them to death. And I just pray for their healing and their clarity, because they're still holding on to the hurt that one man did to them years and years and years ago. Or they're holding on to hurt that many men have done to them, because they haven't truly dealt with the baggage and the pain and the toxicity and the just hatred of self, hatred of others that happened to them in a past relationship. And they took this on to another relationship. That relationship didn't work. So now they have that plus the previous, and they're gonna take both of those into the next relationship. And it's an ongoing spiraling disaster. I'm so blessed and thankful that pretty quickly I figured out that I didn't want to feel this way, and I didn't want to live this way, and I just wanted to be happy. And that was one of my mantras. I had a bunch of mantras, and mine was, I would wake up every day and say, I just want to be happy. I just want to be happy, period. And to do that, I started with forgiveness, and then I moved on to figuring out what it was about myself that allowed this person to mistreat me. And it's not 100% him. It's not. It sounds like it, because he did a lot of terrible, horrible things in the relationship, and he told a lot of lies, and he cheated multiple times. And, you know, ultimately, I didn't get the closure I wanted, because I didn't get the opportunity to have the conversation of, why did you do this to me? What about me made you think that you could mistreat me? And you know what? I don't think I really want to know the answer to that, because what made you think you could is, he knew he could. He didn't have to think he could. He knew he could, and he did. And I let him. So that's on me. That's not on him. He took the opportunity because I allowed it to happen. And I had to face that. I faced it. And I'm thankful I did, because now going forward, once I am in a new relationship, I won't allow that to happen. Now, I have seen a lot of red flags. Men have approached me and said something sideways, and I was like, I'm good. I have been on a date and a man has tickled me on a date, on a first date. And I've never seen or talked to this person again, because that's a red flag for me. It's crazy and it sounds hilarious. Hindsight, it's funny. In the moment, not so funny. Here's a strange man I don't know trying to tickle me. Not trying, actually did it. Weird. It's weird. A man telling me, you know what? You need to put weave in your hair. Excuse me? No, that is a red flag. I'm gone. But I didn't get to ask those questions because I didn't get the closure I wanted. And I had to figure out, through healing, how do I close this door for myself? You can figure that out. You don't have to depend on closure for someone else. You could be a student. You can be a mother. You can do all of the things that make you a wonderful person and give yourself that closure. I love to learn. And so I took the opportunity, after talking to a life coach, to become one myself. And it's worked out for me. I love it. I love helping people figure out this post-relationship BS that we struggle with, because a lot of us don't have the direction that we need to figure out how to become a healed, whole person again. So I went to school and I learned how to do that, period. That was a part of my closure, was moving on and figuring out, what in this life do I want to do, and how can I do that every single day and live a happy life and existence? Because again, that was my mantra. I just want to be happy. And so I figured out what makes me happy. Now I did, like I said, I did get the closure a couple of weeks ago. And then hearing what actually happened with my ex, because again, I'm blind in this situation. I have no idea what really caused us to break up other than a parking spot. It's the craziest thing. It makes no sense because in that moment, it didn't make sense to me either, but I didn't want to fight and it was an out and I took it. I'd been praying for it out and I took it. So I got the closure afterwards and I was talking to the same friend that said, after we had broken up, you may not get the closure you want. I was talking to him and he was like, Lenore, this is the closure you never got. And I said, I don't need it because I didn't. I don't need it now. I already made it for myself and it was beautiful. And when I got that closure, I prayed all the way home because I dodged a bullet. It's wonderful. God sets things up for you in ways you don't understand until the moment you're supposed to understand it. And it's beautiful. So create your own closure. You do not have to depend on someone else's closure. And I know a lot of my videos are geared towards women, but men, this is for you as well. You don't have to get the closure from a woman. You may or may not get it. Everyone needs to create their own closure. I'm all about independence. Don't depend on anyone else for that closure. Make it yourself. So I'm going to sign off there. I will see you in the next video.
Thank you for taking some time today to listen to the What Lenore Said podcast. If you want to share what was most impactful from the episode, please do so on Instagram at What Lenore Said. As always, please subscribe to the podcast so that you get notifications when new episodes are released. And if you know someone who would benefit from this information, please share it with them because I would love them to get this information as well. Now, I drop new episodes every Tuesday, bright and early, so I'll see you next Tuesday on the next episode.